Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app. If you haven't downloaded the Odyssey app yet, download it. You're a donk if you haven't done
it yet. Do it. Get after it. Takes you 2 minutes.
And, of course, you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you want to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. Still to come on the show, we have Nationals tickets to give away, so stay tuned for your chance to win those. Sean Devaney is going to join us. We will talk NBA playoffs with the NBA writer for Athlon Sports. Mm-hmm. And we'll find out if there are any movies worth seeing this weekend, like The Accountant 2.
Mm-hmm.
Heard whispers from somebody that maybe it's not worth seeing it, but we'll hear from Kevin McCarthy. Yes, at 9:40.
No, it came out last weekend.
Oh, it came out last weekend.
Yeah,
I saw an interview with Ben Affleck. I know we're moving on, but Ben Affleck said he liked it even better, and he said, "I wouldn't say this if I didn't believe it. I liked it better than the first one."
Eye of the beholder.
Here's what we learned about the first one.
I was looking forward to seeing it.
Yeah. Here's what we learned about the first one last week when we talked about it.
Yeah.
Even though people claim to like it, they don't remember any details.
I remember details. It's just it was hard for me to encapsulate it into like a plot synopsis. I struggled with it.
Yeah, I remember liking it, but I have no idea what it was about.
Yeah.
I assume an accountant.
I won't remember any details from Accountant 2 since I'm not going to see it now.
Probably not.
He already ruined it for you?
It just takes one.
Yeah.
Right. One really bad review.
By the way, before
spoil it,
when I first got in, I told Cakes Tuesday's a big day because the Caps Kane series starts Tuesday. And he goes, "Really? I haven't seen that anywhere." And so he went on Caps Twitter. It's not there. I read it this morning somewhere, and I don't know. Maybe it was a Raleigh based site. I don't know exactly where I saw it.
I'm guessing they were speculating because I haven't seen anything about when that series starts.
It makes sense that it would start Tuesday, but
right. It's
not a definite.
No.
Yeah. So it could start Wednesday.
Possibly.
I mentioned a couple things coming up on the show. I failed to mention Cakes has an announcement at 8:45.
That's correct.
So stay tuned for Cakes's big reveal at 8:45.
Yep.
You had a good poker face on this one. I have no idea what it is.
Okay. Well, you'll know in about 40 minutes.
Very cool.
What do you think? Roughly. Do you guys know what it is? Drab, you don't know? I don't think it's...
Do you think you're going to be whelmed or underwhelmed?
Under.
Right.
I'm going to be under.
It's going to be a bunt single.
It's not even a regular single, a bunt single. It's not a
I don't know. I have it.
It's
I
not
have
like
a,
I'm a grandpa.
No, no. I have a guess.
I got herpes.
Should I save my guess for 8:45?
Yeah,
I'll save my guess for 8:45. I have a guess.
Let's save it.
Oh, you have an educated guess?
Not really educated. Hmm. Well, kind of. Here. I'm going to write it down to you, EB.
I'm looking at
it. I got no idea what it is.
Okay.
He's going to Columbia this weekend to play pickleball. Are you playing tennis or pickleball?
Pickle.
Yeah.
So he has a certain sponsorship.
Mm-hmm.
How about that as an educated guess? That's my educated guess. Don't.
Does it have something to do with that?
Oh, no way.
Probably not, but that's my guess.
There's no way he's getting rid of the tree. He ain't getting rid of the tree. He ain't getting rid of the tree.
And maybe it's already gone. Who knows? Yeah.
Stay tuned.
All right. Gotta stay tuned.
Hey, Rich Eisen comes out with power rankings.
Yeah.
His way too early NFL power rankings for 2025.
Mm-hmm.
And want to get your guesses as to where the Commanders might fall, according to Rich Eisen. before we play the audio. So just to give you some of the teams that are on the list, here's his final 10. All right, he has the defending Super Bowl champions, the Philadelphia Eagles. And the AFC has a bunch of teams that are always considered to be contenders, like the Ravens, the Chiefs, the Bills. In the NFC, he's got, you know, the teams that from the NFC North that were good, the Vikings, the Lions. He's got the Rams in there. He's got the Buccaneers in there. And did I miss anybody? And he's got the Broncos in there as well. Mm. So that's kind of the 10 teams, if you include the Commanders. The spoilers, they are in the top 10. Do you guys want to guess?
I already know the answer. I can't guess.
I already know where
you're right.
You already know.
Number five.
All right, you think they're number five. All right, I'll start from 10.
All right.
All right. Number 10 in Rich Eisen's way too early 2025 NFL power rankings. It's a team that the Commanders faced in the playoffs. Beat them in the first round, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
The problem is I don't know what a lot of these teams have done in the offseason, to be honest with you, unless it's like a major, major, major move. Have they had any
big moves by the Bucs?
They drafted another receiver.
They drafted Emeka Egbuka.
Yeah, but like an offseason, did they lose any key guy? I just don't know.
They re-upped Chris Godwin, so they keep their offense pretty much intact.
All right, go to number nine.
Number nine, another team that the Commanders beat in their playoff run,
but
the
they're
Detroit
really good.
Lions.
Now, they're really good. Now, their challenge would be from afar is that they're getting new coordinators on both sides, right?
Correct.
Yes.
Now, what about player? What about personnel-wise? Didn't they lose a guy or two?
Trying to think who like, departed from
Did they lose a
Detroit?
Running back? No.
No, Jahmyr Gibbs and Montgomery are both still there. Obviously, Goff's still there. Jameson Williams emerging at wide
They
out.
Added DJ Reed, a corner from the Jets.
Mm-hmm. All right, so personnel-wise, they're relatively intact.
And they lost a guard in Jonah Jackson. They lost their safety, C.J. Gardner-Johnson. They lost the linebacker in Anthony Pittman. I mean, all these teams are going to have additions.
Yeah,
and,
but those don't sound like major losses.
They're going to have Hutch back. He missed most of last year.
And their top
so that's
pick
big.
In the draft
so I would
was, a,
say
was a nose tackle.
My blink is the Lions probably deserve to be a little higher. But go ahead.
Number eight, they've got the Minnesota Vikings. J.J. McCarthy recently said that he's ready to be the starter, paraphrasing.
Right.
Can't remember the exact verbiage that was used, but they have the Vikings in
I've
there.
Got a good tingle about J.J. McCarthy. Kind of like it did about Sam Darnold.
Just because anybody throwing those receivers is going to put up big numbers. I think that's your basic philosophy.
I think I'm willing to wager on him if I have takers.
Right, the remember, wager? They drafted Ty Felton, too.
They did draft Ty Felton.
Maryland
if J.J. McCarthy, I'm declaring this now. Put this in the book. If J.J. McCarthy starts 15 or more games, he will throw 27 plus touchdowns.
I'll take the under.
I'll take
$2
from you.
15 though.
15 games.
He's going for basically two touchdowns a game.
That's only like 1.75 a game. It's not an outrageous
amount. What Jaden finish with this year?
About that number.
About that 26 maybe?
I feel like it was about that number.
But J.J. McCarthy's not going to be running any in. So he's going to be throwing them in for the most part.
Maybe
I'm not counting rushing touchdowns. Throwing touchdowns.
The problem
only.
Is the game caveat ruins the bet because like
how does it ruin it?
Well, because if he goes out there and plays
protection.
I know it's smart for you, but for our money to get my money, it ruins the bet.
Well,
because
you don't have to take it
if he only plays eight games and it gets benched.
It doesn't count.
Yeah, I lose even though I was on the right. Not lose.
Right, so no,
it's
JP's a wash. If anybody else wants
it's a voided bet.
Yeah. That bet is available.
Jaden had 30 in 20 games, like when you include the postseason.
Yeah. What do you have in the regular season?
So let me see.
25, 24, maybe 20, maybe 26.
Shouldn't be that hard to find how many he had in the regular season.
Yeah, I went to one which included
You're in
the postseason.
You're a weird rabbit hole. All right,
he had five. He had 25.
25.
Right. 25. Yeah, I feel good about that bet. So $2 bet.
All right. go to number eight.
12 cents a week.
No, number eight's the Vikings. I don't think they're gonna. They're certainly not gonna duplicate their regular season record of 14-3.
No. No chance.
No, I don't think that happens, but they could win 9 or 10 games and be in playoff contention.
They did add a lot of pieces in free agency, though.
Right. Number 7 seems to be an aggressive pick. It's got the Denver Broncos, number 7.
Yeah, I was a little surprised when I saw
that. Bo Nix came on late in the season. They add R.J. Harvey as their main running back in the draft.
They added Evan Engram as the tight end.
Kind of forgot about him.
Still haven't said the Skins.
Have not said
they got
Commanders.
Dre Greenlaw for my Niners.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Number 6. one of the perennial favorites in the AFC. They were in the championship game again, and he came up short again. Mm-hmm. Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills.
I probably have him a tick or two higher. I probably have a tick or two higher.
Their GM got into it. Was it with fans about not drafting a wide receiver?
Is it Brandon Bean?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, so the Bills are six.
Yes. Who they faced in the AFC Championship game, you want the top five here? Yeah. Cakes predicts the Commanders.
Still hasn't said the Skins.
Are in five. The top five. You know it. He knows it.
Yeah.
At number five, they have the Kansas City Chiefs.
Ooh, Commanders ranked ahead of the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta love that.
Might be a little low for them just because they're always there.
Mm-hmm.
They just always find a way. Extremely well coached.
Finished 15-2 last year.
Arguably the best quarterback.
We're back in the Super Bowl. Yeah. At number four, they have an NFC team.
Number four, NFC team.
It's a little too high.
Not the Commanders. Who's the NFC team? Not the Packers. That seems very aggressive.
Rams?
They have the LA Rams.
Ooh.
That's a little high.
Stafford's going to have...
It's got Devontae's.
Devontae Adams to throw to now with Puka Nacua.
He's kind of mediocre-ish now, Devontae Adams.
Maybe not as
he's problem. Still produced.
Still got a little left in the tank.
Right. He's still produced. So
they
the
didn't
Commanders
have a lot of
still
picks.
Haven't been named. At number three, they have the Baltimore Ravens.
I feel like they're
Rich
perennial
Eisen likes the
contenders.
Commanders better than the Ravens.
I feel like they're perennial contenders. I can't argue with it.
Which
they might disappoint me every year in the postseason.
The Philadelphia Eagles and the Washington Commanders.
What? There's no way you can have the Commanders ahead of the Eagles.
Coming
it's not
in
possible.
At number two,
after they just
Rich them. Eisen's way too early 2025 NFL Power Rankings. He has the Washington Commanders.
Man, just a little bit.
Number it's two got him ahead the list, of the Ravens. Up one spot to cause the Ravens to go down. One is the Commanders.
Oh, wait.
Tunsil and Debo before anything else. And they just they see the unicorn and they say, we're not only going to protect them, we're going to give them another weapon. And they drafted Josh Connerly out of Oregon to be the right tackle to Tunsil's left tackle. The Commanders, man. And number one is still the Eagles. No change there.
I think it's a little aggressive. I love the optimism. I hope he's right. Every year we have outliers or teams that would, you know, over the last decade that have picked us, you know. Who's the guy from ESPN 1 year? I think Eisen did 1 year.
I think
also
I feel like Eisen.
Greenberg.
Might have been Greenberg. Greenberg though. Hyped us up 1 year. And
no,
I think
remember EB had the medley. It was a lot of preseason hype.
Yeah.
It was a medley.
See, even Louis Riddick, like, I think,
Riddick
was high.
Riddick was one.
But
was
I feel like Eisen always likes them.
Yeah, God bless him.
They were high. I think it might have been the Carson Wentz year even. There was a lot of preseason hype.
I feel like this is almost too, like, I like.
I've seen a counter. ESPN.
It's too much.
I don't know the guy's name. He's the betting analyst that's on there all the time. And their betting analyst, they had him on, and they were going through over-unders for teams. And I want to say the over-under on the Commanders was something like 9.5 wins.
Whoa.
And he had it under.
Mm.
Ooh, really? Has him taking a step back.
What's the name of the guy? He's like a slicky boy.
What was his rationale?
I smell a schedule. We got to do it post-draft, post-free agent.
Well, the schedule release is in
May 14th.
12 days.
Oh, all right, but we could do it before. Can we do one before, though?
Sure.
We're going to do a mock schedule?
No. I just want to look at the opponents. I don't care when they play. That's almost trivial.
Oh, I care about it. I care about it deeply.
That's trivial to me. It doesn't affect my record.
Are we going to do
there's no way you could switch up the order, and I'm just going to base it on my opponent.
Well, we've known the opponents for months.
Right.
Yeah.
But we didn't know who we picked up in free agency, and mm-hmm. we didn't know who they drafted.
Yeah.
I can make the argument. We need to go through it again.
I need to
Why are you looking at me like
I
that?
I need to see where and when they play to make picks for
we're so close to
dubs
the schedule
and losses.
Might as well just wait.
I think
drafts
you can wait.
Keeping it in our pants.
Yeah. I agree with them.
Can we do the pool we did last year that I gave points to where you landed in the schedule if you picked it correctly?
I didn't like that pool.
Why not?
I like almost every pool, but
you didn't like that?
It was so absurd.
I like betting.
But if you want to do it,
I like throwing my money in the middle and hoping I get some. And, and I take it back.
I think we put up $5 for man.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Whatever it is, just
all right, you just tell me and I'll do it.
I'm in.
I don't know if you guys want to do it.
I want to hear from people. Commanders fans, do you think this is too high or are you as optimistic as Rich Eisen, who has the Commanders as the number two team in the NFL in his rankings? 800-636-1067. We'll tackle that next here on the Junk. All right, coming up in about 20 minutes, we've got Cakes' big announcement. None of us know what it is.
It's coming.
How big of a theory, but EB kind of shot it down.
I'm saying underwhelming.
How big of an announcement is it in your life to you? 1 to 10.
Pretty big.
What's that mean? 8, like 9, 10?
Like a 9?
Really?
I think it's like, for me, it's like a 9.
Hmm.
Maybe. So we'll do that at 8:45.
Oh, I know what it is now.
I don't actually know what it is. He's not cutting down his tree.
He wants everyone to know he's going to be right.
I'm just guessing it.
Which one?
Doesn't that make sense?
That's it.
Don't say it.
That is what it is.
That's coming up at 8:45. We've got Sean Devaney on the NBA playoffs at 9 o'clock. Kevin McCarthy at 9:40. Mm. Right now, caller number 10. We're going to hook you up with tickets to go see the Nationals take on the Cardinals. You'll win a 4-pack of tickets to see the Washington Nationals Friday, May 9th versus St. Louis. You can come for baseball and stay for the Beats. Back by popular demand, the Nats postgame summer concert series is your chance to experience the concert for free with your game ticket. Concerts begin approximately 30 minutes following the final out. This game's postgame concert will be OAR.
Love those boys.
So caller number 10 at 800-636-1067. You will win the ticket.
We should get Mark on the show to kind of promote that too next week.
Oh, definitely should. It's a week away. It's a week from today.
Sometime next week.
Yep.
Mark Bears.
By the way, I went through the schedule. I think I'm going over the 9.5.
You're going over.
I'm oddly up. I'm going over the 9.5.
You should be.
Weren't you weirdly pessimistic a few months ago about the schedule and how daunting it was?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not picking 15, but I'm going over 9.5.
Hmm. Okay.
I'm going over 9.5.
I like being bullish on that
number. What two divisions do they play again? They play NFC Central.
I don't know the divisions anymore.
Well, they play NFC
the Falcons,
North.
The Dolphins, the Vikings, the Chargers, the Chiefs, the Packers.
Oh, they play the AFC West.
Yeah.
Then they play the NFC North, I believe.
Yeah.
Nope. Those are two pretty tough divisions.
They are, but I disrespect a lot of those organizations.
Do we know where they're playing Detroit?
Yes, they're playing Detroit at home. But I'm going to give them a loss to Detroit.
At home, okay.
Yeah,
I think the guy's name
they can beat Detroit here.
That I saw was Joe Fortenbaugh.
Oh, I know that guy. The bald-headed dude. Yeah, he's out in Vegas.
No, I don't think he's bald. He's kind of like a slicky boy.
Oh, no, he's not bald. You're right. Joe, yeah, he's got the weird long last name.
You're getting your guys mixed up.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's good.
But I didn't hear the audio. It was like during a commercial break here, and I just saw the closed caption. I was like, they're talking about the Commanders.
Yeah.
He's got under. So I don't know exactly what his rationale was. But that was his betting play. Probably tougher schedule, sophomore slump, that type of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely good. My Joe Pete tells me, but ready for the Jaden Daniels regression. And it's nothing against Jaden.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that the league figures you out, and there's going to be a readjustment, obviously. Now, he doesn't think that he sucks. He thinks he's very good.
Yeah.
But the league is not stupid. They're going to be locked in on doing things, and they're going to make it as difficult for them as they can. They obviously tried to do that last year, but now they have a full off season to try to do that, come up with ways to limit Jaden's effectiveness.
It's true. I wouldn't expect a lot of aggression, regression, if any.
I pushed back on it, Case.
As you should.
Do you think the number two ranking, we brought it up, and if you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. Do you think the number two ranking by Rich Eisen is fair?
What's the point?
What do you mean fair? I mean, I guess it's fair. We were a Final Four.
It's
team
a little
last
higher
year.
than
it's
I would.
It's higher
put
than I would.
It's
put
a
him.
Little aggressive, but like
I would probably put him top 7.
I think
I don't know if I put him
top 5.
Definitely top 10. Definitely worthy of top 10.
Yeah, I
agree. 100%.
Especially since what they added.
I definitely think they're worthy of top 10.
100%. I would put him in that 5, 6, 7 range.
Yeah, I think it's a little
two
aggressive.
Is,
I don't like to put the expectations even that high.
So I have what Fortenbaugh said.
Mm-hmm.
So he's a gambling guy. He's all about the numbers. He said, I am highly concerned about the abundance of red flags signaling an upcoming regression for Washington. For starters, the Commanders finished 12-5 last year despite a plus 94 point differential, which is more indicative of a 10.6 win team. So he's got certain metrics.
Okay.
And if you're at that certain point differential, I mean, 10.6, I'd round it up to 11. Yeah, it's not that much of a difference. That's still pretty good.
And then we definitely won a few games, probably. Like, if you played it 10 times, we wouldn't, you know what I mean? Like, we wouldn't.
They won a Hail Mary.
Yeah, we won a couple, like, luck box games. A giant game, of course.
He brings that up. He goes, second, Washington went 8-4 in one score games.
Right.
Those are two metrics which demonstrate how Dan Quinn's team performed above expectation in 2024.
I agree with that. But I do think that we got better personnel-wise that can offset some of it. And I don't expect... If Jaden has a big regression, can you imagine if Jaden has like a really big sophomore slump?
No, I can't imagine that.
I know, it's hard to wrap your brain around it, actually. But what if he actually went out there... I mean, you know who had a big sophomore slump eventually? Robert.
Yeah.
Robert was God.
Different personas. Different work ethic.
I know. You don't have to sell me. But we've been through it.
Not worried about that one bit.
Here's one problem I have with this metric about the one score games is, and we'll find out, but some teams have that in their DNA where they win one score games. So his regression play in that category, it may be fair to some teams, and maybe it'll prove to be fair here for Washington, but they kept saying Kansas City last year was going to fade, right? The Kansas City was fluky. They kept winning all these games. Well, they did it all the way to 15-2 into the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can, like some, you know, if you've got, like, they have a guy in Jaden Daniels and an offense set up where if you give them the ball at the end of the game, they're probably going to win it.
Yeah. If he's there with a chance at the end of the game, you're going to have a great chance of pulling it.
Now we got to think about it, Evie.
That's 8-4. And in the Cowboys game, which, I mean, it was kind of a ridiculous game. You had Turpin run the kickoff return.
Yeah.
Then you had the pass to Terry McLaurin. And then Seibert missed the extra point.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, the kick return is infuriating.
You know, he did it over and over again throughout the season.
But they did have three that I can just think of right now off the top of my head, three wins that were borderline super lucky. Because you had the Hail Mary, the Giant game where Neighbors drops the fourth down play, plus Cano was out, and the Eagle game where Devontae drops the ball.
Sometimes guys drop balls. And Giants were dumb because they didn't have a backup kicker because they knew Gano was banged up heading into the week.
That was stupid.
Dable, dumb.
There's no doubt about it. We ran hot. We ran hot last year.
100%.
Yeah. No doubt about it.
Sometimes that happens.
But like you said, they got better.
But I think they got better, though.
They definitely got better. I mean, when you add one of the best tackles in the game, you draft a tackle, you add one of the best receivers, they got better.
A tackle who started like every game, you move him to inside. Yeah. Like they should be much better.
800-636-1067.
Doesn't mean they're going to win 12, but they're better on paper.
I think they drafted a guy who could be a 10-year starter at corner.
Could be.
Now, the problem is, and I don't know if we talked about this during the week, is Yahoo did a breakdown of the NFC East drafting prowess this past year, and they gave every team in the division really high grades. I think they gave the Cowboys an A+ for their draft.
They drafted a guard in their first round.
I'm just telling you what the Yahoo expert was saying, that not only did the Commanders have a good draft and the Eagles, who always have a good draft, but the Giants and Cowboys apparently crushed it according to a lot of the metrics.
Giants got a lot of praise because they drafted Abdul Carter, and people believe he's going to be this incredible edge rusher. And they moved up to get Jackson Dart, but he's going to sit the bench.
Right.
So Russell Wilson ahead of him.
What can Russ Wilson do this year?
You call it a great draft.
I don't know how long it's going to last.
I mean, it depends.
Russ needs to play markedly better than he has lately, right? Had a little bit of resurgence last year.
I didn't think he was that bad with the Steelers.
I think Russ plays for a year, and then they'll be ready to turn it over to Jackson Dart if he's ready.
A full year? He's going to play the full year with all that New York media and all that New York pressure?
If he doesn't stink, I think he gets the full year.
I think he has to.
If he's terrible, then I think he has to do pretty well.
Because I think the fans are going to demand. They want to see the bar is low.
They won three games last year.
Yeah.
So, like, and I think their win total in Vegas right now is at like 3.5 or 4.5. So expectations are not high for that team.
Man, you got to be really bad to go 3-14 or 4-13.
They were. They did it last year.
Yeah, I know.
They were that bad.
But their quarterback situation was just putrid.
But I'll say this.
Weren't they right there, now. Though, in both games against the Commanders?
Yeah.
The Giants?
Yes.
I believe so.
Both of them.
I'll say this. I don't like it when the I've always rather sneak up on people. I don't like being anybody's second best team in football. That's scary.
I think
especially when it's unfamiliar territory.
You don't like the weight of expectations.
I don't want the weight of expectations on a team that's done it once.
But they're going to
I think they are sleeping on the Lions. Like the Lions. I mean, we'll see, but they pretty much have their key personnel all back.
Lions are legit.
Johnson gets the job with the Chicago Bears. I get it. But whoever was right underneath him should be able to run the similar offense. They still have all the same guys.
What were they in
Well, they're putting Washington ahead of them probably because
Washington went into
Detroit in the playoffs and beat them.
I mean, but you remember how many guys?
If Detroit had beaten them,
yeah.
Washington wouldn't be too
Do you remember how many guys, though, Detroit had out on their defense?
Yeah, I think so.
It was like almost like six starters.
Yeah, Dumb Golf threw like four or five picks.
Yeah. Yes, he did.
I mean, what was he doing?
Is that a bad game?
But if Detroit had won that game and went to the Super Bowl, then, or you know, even if they lost to Philly, they'd be higher in the power rankings. I would assume.
Yeah, and then the Rams being so high, I don't know. To me, the Lions are kind of getting disrespected. Would you lift the Rams above the Lions?
No, I think the Rams.
I mean, Lions had the best record, right? Correct me if I'm wrong. They were the one seed.
Yeah, having them at nine is disrespectful.
Yeah, I think
a disrespectful ranking. But again, it's a ranking in May. Like.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, come on. We're months away from the start of the season.
Rich Eisen's pretty reasonable. He's not like a bomb thrower.
No, but he's also... He's not a bomb thrower.
He's just a regular donk.
He's like me.
Yeah, I'm not disagreeing with you there.
I mean, you know, the guy runs a 40 in his suit as a goon. Like,
hey, if it does work for the... He's plugged in. He works for the NFL Network.
Yeah.
My point is, it's not like Skip Bayless's or Stephen A. Smith's list.
Right. He's done as much scouting as you have.
But he's... It's just his opinion. I mean, everybody has opinions.
What's your opinions?
Mine? Like, if I had to
in terms
do a
of
top
the Commanders,
10, yeah, I would have him like six or seven or something.
Maybe six or seven. That's
No. I want your definitive number, your definitive ranking. Not six or seven, five, six or seven.
You mean rank the teams or just the Commanders?
I don't know. I have to go through the teams. So I probably put the Eagles ahead of them. I put the Ravens ahead of them. I would put the Chiefs ahead of them.
I might put the Bills ahead of them.
Bills ahead of them. So what is that?
There aren't
that
a lot of teams.
I wouldn't have the Rams ahead of them.
That's at five right now.
Yeah. I got Commanders five.
I would put us at six.
I would rank the Commanders four.
I'll put the Eagles, Ravens, Chiefs, Bills ahead of them.
Yes, I have the exact same.
And maybe the Lions.
And the Lions, we played perfect that game.
Yeah.
We played perfect.
But I do think
Jared Goff sucks. So I'm gonna stay ahead of. I'll stay ahead of the Lions, but I think the Lions are good. I disrespect the Broncos. Disrespect the Vikings. Sorry. Disrespect. You know what? I'm a little bit. I like Baker's moxie. I actually respect his moxie.
You like the Bucks?
It's hard for me to disrespect them, even though they're a horrible franchise.
But Washington,
I feel like where they finished last year is kind of where they're destined to be. Like they'll be pretty good, but they're not great.
They'll make the playoffs.
Yeah,
but that's
the kind of team that can bite me on the ass. They're the kind of team that could definitely beat us.
Well, Commanders were fortunate to win that game.
Yeah,
he botched that snap on third and like a half yard.
That's on Moxie boy. He lost the game.
Wasn't that the game where Gonzalez doinked it off the upright for the dub?
Yes. But it went through. Yeah.
But that was a situation where Jaden Daniels let him down the field. That's my whole point about that late game thing is they have a guy who's really good at
it. But even having them ranked sixth, that's still pretty high.
Of course it's high.
Relative to what we've done over the last 30 years.
You're a contender.
Yeah, because before Jaden got there, most of these power rankings, they were ranked 23, 26.
We'd win a couple games. We'd move up to like 18, 15.
Right, right.
Yeah, it's crazy to be ranked up that high. Anybody who how many others have their way too early power rankings? Just only Rich for the most part?
No, I'm sure there's tons.
Oh, you can find them.
After the draft? Yeah, there's probably a million of them.
But Rich has some credibility. So, all right, coming up next, we have a big announcement from one John Martin Auville.
You do. It's coming.
Big announcement.
A big one.
Your second one, you got it.
I think so.
Yeah, you got it. You got it. It's a good one. I understand. I can see
why. Did he confirm that?
No. I just, yeah. You're right. You're just right.
You guys think you're onto it.
We're on.
You're on to the set. Look at your cakes. You can see your poker face.
Hold on.
I want it to be that he's a grandpa. That's what I want it to be.
It's not that.
I want.
We don't know.
Could it have something to do with?
Did you see what I wrote down, Jason?
Could it have something to do with Amy's eye, her inflamed eye?
What do you think?
It could.
That
possibly.
He's been talking about that, right? Yeah, I think that could be it too.
Yeah, that.
I wrote down this.
I've been talking
about it,
but I don't know.
That's underwhelming.
What did he write?
We'll talk about it when we come back. We got.
I said he was going to the Caps game.
Big announcement
in Raleigh.
That would be big for in my world.
Oh yeah, that would be big.
Don't go anywhere. Welcome back, Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. Still to come, we'll talk some NBA playoffs with Sean Devaney coming up at 9 o'clock. We're getting into the second round, although there are a couple of Western Conference series that will have game sevens. The Clippers beat the Nuggets. Yep. So game seven will be in Denver. And then you have the Warriors are still in action against the Rockets. That one's game six.
Tonight. Correct.
Will be in at Golden State.
Golden State. Yep.
Nine o'clock. Of course, tip. For the two seats. So we'll talk to Sean Devaney coming up at 9 o'clock. I think we still have the entertainment page to get to.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got Kevin McCarthy to talk movies.
Before the announcement, I did go down to the garage during the break to move my car, and we were talking earlier about cycling and how many people are cycling to work and who would cycle to the Commanders Stadium because there's going to be a dearth of parking spaces compared to FedEx Field. There's one bike.
One.
There's one bike currently in the bike pen at 1015 Half Street.
You nailed that.
So there's a big area for about 50 to 100 bikes. And it's currently being used by one person. One. Just so you know. There it is.
I'm actually going to pay attention tonight because EB has such hatred for the bikers, mm-hmm. and particularly on Old Georgetown Road.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would definitely take Old Georgetown Road, but
you're
I have.
See if you see one?
Well, no, because tonight.
You'll never see one.
I have the daddy daughter dance, and then I got to go straight to Summer House for the dinner.
You have that dinner.
We have the dinner at 8 o'clock, so I'm going to take Old Georgetown Road. I don't
Very
know that I
late
normally
dinner,
take the
way.
So late.
I've never even noticed
even on a Friday. Too late.
Too late. I agree.
Whatever.
It's fine. I mean, I got nothing going on.
It's called social. It's Friday night.
Yeah,
there's okay. going to be like 50 people there.
I'll be asleep.
Yeah. All right. I want to hear this announcement. Drum roll. Do we need a drum roll?
Sure. Why not?
I don't want to.
Yours.
I don't want to bum rush it.
Sound good. Sound
I want
right.
you to just get. I don't want to spoil it.
All right.
Because he has been talking about this.
I actually put this on. You can tweet us your theories. You got to get it in before Kate spills it.
Not a lot of time.
He's definitely, definitely not a grandpa.
This one's
yet.
A joke. I'm going to throw this out there from their boy Cork.
Mm-hmm.
Hit us up at Chunks Radio. Said, Cakes' biological father made contact. Heard he has Bitcoin.
Oh, that would be sad.
That's a funny bit by Cork. That is not the
his
case.
His biological father made contact, and what about Bitcoin?
Because he heard he has Bitcoin.
He heard I have a massive. I'm basically a Winklevoss with all the Bitcoin that I have. Yeah. So my biological that didn't bother reached out.
Right.
No, it's not that momentous. But for the first time, and hopefully not the last.
For the first time, yeah, that's what it
I'm
is.
I'm playing the World Series of Poker.
You got it.
Main event.
Congrats,
in
buddy.
Las Vegas, courtesy of my good friends at Gulf Coast Poker. I have a consortium of poker sugar daddies who are free-rolling my entry. Now, there's a trade-off.
Yeah.
There's
what's
a trade-off.
What's the trade-off?
Trade-off is for the free-roll entry.
Piece of them.
I then only get 35% of any winnings.
Okay.
Which,
that's fine.
For me, is just, I mean, I have 35%
equity. So if
you win
the $9 million, whatever it is, prize, you only get to keep $3
million. Yeah, exactly.
And remind me, the buy-in is at
10K.
Right. And they're footing the bill. Wow.
So this is not one of the side events.
Hold on, this is the big
main event.
This is, the main event.
When does
event.
That start?
It starts, I think, July 1st.
You know.
So have you put in your vacation week?
Oh, I've already requested it. It's been a request.
Because we got
for,
an email from
weeks.
CK. Yeah, CK sent us an email and said, summer vacations are coming up. Make sure everybody lets us know what's
going
on.
I've already bought my ticket.
Well,
I've
and I have an agreement. We're going to swap on that one day. We're still okay with that?
We're good. Yeah, I'm flying out July 3rd. Perfect. So I'll either be playing July 4th or July 5th.
Okay.
One of those flights.
Right.
And hopefully get some TV coverage.
That would be fantastic.
Even if you're just at a table. You know what? Wear something, hey, what wear something
to do
loud.
For the ADs.
Yeah, you gotta do
wear
something.
Like a cape or like a helmet or you know what I mean? Like you gotta do something.
Wear some like neon green every day. Or
I'm
something.
Not sure what I'm gonna wear at this point. Well,
like
I know
dress
wearing...
up like an elephant. Well,
I know
or something.
He's open for sponsorship.
Oh, I'm definitely open for sponsorships, of course. I look like a NASCAR driver.
We gotta
I don't
capitalize
care.
On this.
Well, you're gonna have to wear their gear.
Well,
right?
I am gonna have to wear Gulf Coast Poker patch.
Yeah.
That's part of the deal. That's fine. I'll just
all right, so hold
wear
on.
It like right here.
All right, hold on.
Yeah.
I want to know more about your beautiful sponsor, Gulf Coast Poker. Tell me more about them.
Gulf Coast Poker, they've done a lot of coverage of the events that have been here at MGM National Harbor. Like when they run their series,
okay.
They do the updates, they do photos online.
Okay,
they
like keep poker
people,
news.
Yeah, they keep people abreast of what's
all right,
happening.
Gotcha.
So I met the guy from Gulf Coast Poker who basically pitched me on this a few months ago. He's like, you want to play the main this year? Potentially. And I was like, yeah, what's the catch? He said, the catch is you keep 35% because we have a group of guys who every year pay buy-ins for, I don't know, a half dozen players. And then they take 65%. The player keeps 35%.
And they've deemed you worthy of it.
I'm kind of a wild card because trust me, my poker resume doesn't stand up to a lot of these guys' poker resumes who have millions of dollars in winnings.
Right.
Or a couple millions of dollars.
Is the top 10% paid just like in a regular tournament?
Yes.
Top 10%.
Yeah.
And how many players usually?
It's going to be 8,000 or 9,000 players.
Wow.
No, it's going to be massive.
Yeah. It's a one in a billion to get through it.
Yeah. It's going to be a freaking minefield.
But I think that a lot of good players can cash, because there are so many donks.
Yeah. And this is a perfect way for me to dip my toe in these waters without having to fork out $10,000.
Of course.
Yes, right.
You know what I mean? So, yeah.
And where are you staying?
TBD.
Well, that's
to be determined.
You can stay anywhere.
To be determined probably by my friend Mike Beasley, who works for MGM.
Oh, yeah, so he's going to hook it up.
I've already thrown the lifeline out to him.
MGM Grand, that joint?
Well, he works for, MGM Resorts, so.
Yeah.
Is WSOP at Caesars? Where'd you say
it's
what?
It moved recently from Rio to, I think it's now at Bally/Paris.
Okay.
I'm not 100% on that, but I think that's where it's held now.
What's our guy that used to be here that moved to Vegas? Crumbs?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what was his name?
No, not Crumbs.
It was a name it's something
Crumbs
like
Gums.
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 Crumbs is Gary Krause.
Gums, not Crumbs.
Right. Yeah, it's in the ballpark.
I'll have to reach out to him.
Yeah, because
he
set me up when I went to UFC.
Yeah.
Now, I think I paid, but I paid a discounted rate.
Yeah. So basically,
Cakes doesn't like that.
All I have to pay is the flight, which I've already booked.
And your accommodations.
And
food.
Hopefully the accommodations get at least.
Yeah, you'll get that taken
care of.
This is kind of a dream for you.
Manifested that.
Yeah, you manifested it. Yeah. Being a diehard poker.
Sure.
I mean, I kind of like my surf. I can't wait till I get my surf side back. When's the tracking? When's the tracking? This has like been a dream for you.
Yeah.
To play for most poker players.
Sure. You want to play
fantasize
at least once.
About playing one time maybe in the World Series.
You want to at least
events.
Experience to see what it's all about.
Yeah. Because it's the biggest poker tournament in the world.
So in our biggest poker tournaments, where we would have 600 or 700 people.
Yeah.
No.
I think
we had over 1,000.
Yeah. We did.
Okay.
Yeah. Big numbers.
I don't want you to shortchange it.
I didn't know we ever hit over 1,000.
Yeah.
I thought we peaked at like 800, 700 or 800.
No, definitely higher than that.
Play the buzz.
Okay.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Sorry. I was asking, what's your highest place?
In one of our events?
Yes.
I
never cashed. I don't think I ever cracked the top 100.
I cashed one time.
I cashed at the Borgata once, but it was like
300 people.
Maybe not
60th.
Yeah, it was, I wish it was 60th. It's probably like 100th or, like 80th. Like, I think I might have two caches, but nothing noteworthy.
Yeah.
Nothing to brag about.
Let's brag, because I will hype you up, Cakes. If you go to your, what do they call it?
My Hendon Mob
database, which has everyone's, professional earnings.
Yeah.
We have over, 40,000 earnings.
Yeah, it's close to 40K now.
40K?
It's like 37
or 38. Made $40,000 playing poker, tournaments, documents.
Yeah.
Yep.
He's played a lot of poker.
I have played a lot. I've put in some hours.
It's still pretty good, though.
Yeah.
So you would have... If it wasn't for Gulf Coast, you would never pay your own money to get in.
Not at this
Probably
point.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Maybe a few years down the road when my wife's pension checks start coming in, I'm like, what are we going to do?
What are we going to do
with this amount of money?
Yeah.
Oh, buy a seat in the WSOP.
No, that's actually the perfect way to do it because
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
Oh, hell yeah.
You got nothing to lose. He's a good investment because he's not going to just donk it off and just like go for broke.
Right.
I mean, he's going to play smart.
I think they're 2-hour levels from the start of the tournament, which is just so much play.
You know what the common scam is? Now, Cakes is not a scammer. But the common scam, and people get busted for it all the time, is they get people to stake them.
Okay.
And they get like 1 million people to stake them, and then they just bust out. And then they get way more than the 10K.
So they take in like 40K, and then they just pocket it.
And then
it.
They just bust out early, and then they don't have to pay anybody.
Yeah.
And then they just pocket it. You know, that's a common scam.
Mm-hmm.
Or you have 1 million people, you know, get a guy to stake you, and they actually don't even enter the tournament.
I won't be selling pieces of myself when I'm on a free roll. Yeah. That seems like a kind of scummy thing to do. Like, I'm sure some people might do it, but I will not be selling any action on my free roll.
Right.
So that's the big news.
Yeah, I would say when I asked you how big it was, 9, I would say maybe pretty even
big.
A 10.
It's pretty
for
big
Cakes.
One.
Yes.
No, a 10 is grand kid.
Well, it's pretty close for him.
You know.
It's pretty close.
I thought that he bought a house in Kiowa.
I also thought maybe
a
beach house.
15 out of 10. Yeah.
A beach house.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be great.
Beach house would be good.
Yeah,
but this might even
be tough.
This might even be bigger for Cakes.
I also thought possible he won the high hand or bad beat jackpot.
Well, you would have known that long. I wouldn't. Yeah. There's no way I would have been able to keep that in my pants. Like, I've been sitting on this for like a week and a half.
My first guess, which I showed EB, was that he was having his tree cut down because he does sponsorship with Meadow Farms.
Meadow Farms. They don't do big jobs like that. Okay. They're more like landscaping, like bushes.
Better chance of you flapping your arms and flying a Norbeck than him cutting that tree down.
That is correct.
That tree ain't getting cut down.
Nope. But I nailed WSOP.
Yep. Yeah, you did.
Good guess.
Second guess. My second guess. All right, well, good luck.
Thank you.
Coming up in July, everybody can follow Cakes' journey to Vegas.
Do you don't like the idea of having him wear something outrageous? Like, all these people wear costumes and stuff. That's how you get
airtime. What do you want him to wear?
He should wear junkies gear every day.
Like a sex toy or something. I don't know. Anything. Just like anything to get attention.
No, I said wear like a color that pops. He's going to have to wear his patch.
Yep.
He should wear something junkies. Find an old school junkies
hat. A costume. Hat. You got to be like the Hamburglar or something.
I'm going to go as Grimace.
Yeah. I don't think that's going to happen. All
right. We'll figure it out. We'll figure out the wardrobe as we get closer.
But you are up for sponsorship.
100%.
Yeah. You're definitely going to wear an MGM poker thing.
I'll definitely rep MGM, of course.
Yeah, that'll be one thing.
MGM National Harbor gets
some
love.
You got to be all patched out.
I'm sure.
And if so, then we got to get a junkies patch for him.
That's what I'm saying.
Get it done.
Surfside. You think Bobby Blicky won't?
I think he might be. Maybe. You know what? There's a lot of spaces to advertise. Look, here.
This could be a big windfall for Cakes. How much do you think Surfside would give him?
Prime real estate.
Yeah.
I'm guessing right here is already taken. Left breast, taken. Right breast, good to go. Forehead.
You need to look like a freaking NASCAR driver. That's what he should be. He should wear a NASCAR
suit. Just go in a jumpsuit like
Phil. And have all his sponsors.
Like Phil Hellmuth. Like, back in the day.
Which driver are you? Yeah. Like, I'm not. I'm a junkie.
Right, getting paid.
Dude, coming up next, we'll talk some NBA playoffs. Sean Devaney, NBA writer for Athlon Sports, joins us here on The Junkies.